From Tidbits on December 14th, 2015. This is OS 10.11.2 focuses on improving reliability and security by Josh Centers. Apple has released OS 10 El Capitan Update 10.11.2 with a number of reliability improvements. You can install the 1.39GB update via software update with a 1.3GB Delta updater available as a standalone download. Also available via software update is OS 10 El Capitan Recovery Update 1.0, which presumably updates the OS 10 recovery partition and tools. Apple recommends it for all users of El Capitan. Apple claims that 10.11.2 improves the reliability of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, as well as that of handoff and airdrop. This is all good news. Although we've had no issues with Wi-Fi in El Capitan, Bluetooth is universally flaky and any improvements will be welcome. With both handoff and airdrop, improvements in reliability might increase usage. With airdrop in particular, we don't think to use it because it works so sporadically. The 10.11.2 update fixes two issues in Mail, one that prevented Mail from deleting messages in an offline Exchange account, and another that prevented Mail from completing the upgrade, presumably from a previous version, although Apple doesn't explain further. Apple's release notes also say that the update addresses an issue that prevented users from signing into FaceTime and messages. Photos get some attention in 10.11.2 as well, with changes that fix a bug that prevented importing photos from an iPhone via USB and improved the sharing of live photos via iCloud photo sharing. For enterprise users, 10.11.2 addresses an issue where reinstalling a configuration profile containing a certificate payload causes the certificates to be removed instead of updated, and an issue that caused multiple authentication prompts in Safari when using NTLM authentication. The update also allows for deferred enablement when using FD setup to enable FileVault on mobile accounts. On the security side, 10.11.2 rolls in 39 security fixes, none of which are out of the ordinary. Unless you've been experiencing problems with something that 10.11.2 explicitly addresses, we advise waiting a few days before updating in case any issues crop up. However, in our testing so far, the update seems to be stable and hasn't introduced any new problems, and given the number of security fixes, you'll want to install it relatively soon. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.